All right, here we go. Let's try this again. So, I'm trying to use this app to begin recording a podcast. It's called Anchor. The app is supposed to make it an easy way to record a podcast and to post it onto places like iTunes and other places that are, if you're not too tech savvy or don't know how to do all that, it should make it easier. I started to record on a while ago, just a few minutes ago, and it seemed to cut off. I don't know if it's time limited. I need to play with this some more. Let me see. But it seems to be going now, and I'm going to leave it on and see what happens. But my podcast, I want to talk a little bit about everything. I'm interested in a lot of things, sports, just any kind of topics, whether it be politics, just technology. I like to work out, strength and conditioning, nutrition. I'm attorney by trade, and so as an attorney, you learn to research and learn things very quickly. You have to learn them on the fly, and that's perfect for me because that's the kind of personality I am. So I've gotten into many, many different areas. I've tried so many different types of working out. Did different methods and ways to work out. I love to push myself. I learned a lot about nutrition over the years, and always been a sports fan. Played football while I was in high school, and then trained some competitive mixed martial arts and Muay Thai for a few years when I was in college, and have always been a fan of mixed martial arts. Many of the topics that I'll have on this podcast will be mixed martial arts related. Actually, today's first one is going to be all about UFC 220. UFC 220 is UFC's first big pay-per-view of the year. It's Francis Ngannou challenging Stipe Miocic for the heavyweight title. And the card itself isn't a great one as far as top to bottom card. The top two fights are great fights, so it's definitely going to be one that people are going to want to watch. The co-main event is a light heavyweight title fight between Daniel Cormier and Volkan Ozdemir, and they're both going to be really good fights. But before breaking them down or getting into them, I really just want to talk about the significance of UFC 220. As I said, it's their first big pay-per-view of 2018. 2017 was a little bit of a down year for them. They had some trouble. Their superstars weren't around. They haven't been around. Connor's really the only superstar they have left. Brock's out. PED Brock is out. Ronda's out after all her losses, and Connor's, got money in the bank and not interested in any fights right now. They have put all their chips and all their weight behind Francis Ngannou, got the marketing machine behind him, and when the UFC chooses to do that, they can create stars. And I've criticized the UFC for that when talking to other people about it, and I just say, if they're out of stars, a lot of it's going to be because of them. Now, you can't market everybody. They have, what, 300, 400 athletes? So I know it's tough, but they can market some of them. I mean, they can pick the ones that they want, especially the champs. I think a lot of times they leave it up to their own and make these guys do it themselves, and some people just don't have that Conor in them, and we live in that WWE Conor era, unfortunately. But I think they could mitigate some of that and help them out and get their names out there and, kind of create an image for them in the public and help grow them as stars. I mean, it's evident of that with Ngannou. Ngannou doesn't speak great English. He's powerful. He has great knockout wins, and so that speaks for itself. And people do love to see that. Anybody can watch a Mike Tyson knockout and become a big fan. So that helps him. But a lot of it is the UFC behind him. And don't get it twisted. Don't. There's no mistake. I wouldn't get it mistaken here. UFC wants him to win. They want him to win over Stipe, and it's pretty clear. I mean, they're putting so much more marketing behind him. Stipe, he's been the champ for a while, and he's a good champ. His run up to the top was amazing. He's beat some of the best guys ever. He's defended the belt twice. If he defends it again this time around, he will have the record for the most title defenses by any heavyweight in the UFC. That's a crazy stat to think about. He's tied with Cain right now, but the heavyweight belt was the first UFC belt. And, for someone to only have defended it twice over all these years, that's quite a feat. All right, so I'm guessing this only records in 5 minute segments. I gotta figure this out. So, I'm gonna break down UFC 220 as quickly as I can before this recording just ends on me. Begin. So with Daniel Cormier versus Volkan, Volkan's got great knockout power. What I want to talk about first is if I'm gonna pick Daniel Cormier to win, but if Volkan is going to win, how would he do it? It's going to be him using his stand up. I think his knockouts is what's been his bread and butter, what he's won with. He's got good footwork. He's not really in any bad positions. If he can land some of those heavy hands, it would have to be a first round KO. But I'm gonna pick Daniel Cormier. He is a heavy favorite in Vegas because there's not been a man besides John Jones that Cormier can't completely control on the ground, and he's even controlled John before. But I mean, the way he ragdolled Dan Henderson, he's a two-time Olympian. He's fought at heavyweight. He even has heavy hands. But I believe, if he's smart and takes his game plan in there, he's gonna take him down and ground and pound him. And I'm gonna pick Daniel Cormier to win by ground and pound in the second or the third round, by the ref's gonna stop it, technical TKO. I just think it's too much too soon for Volkan. But Cormier is 38, and we keep seeing these younger guys, this new breed, come in, and at some point Father Time steps in the way. And Father Time is undefeated, and Cormier is doing a bunch of announcing, and he's doing a lot of other things besides training. And if you get a young, hungry guy like Volkan with heavy, who, to him, winning the belt is the only thing on his mind, he could surprise some people. And it's happened in many other weight divisions. And so, I'm gonna just go by technique and just experience. And because of his wrestling, I'm gonna go with Cormier for the heavyweight championship fight. I ended my last one talking about Stipe's two title defense record. If he'll break the record if he defends it one more time. And Ngannou is the UFC's golden boy right now. They want him to win. With Stipe, he's got really good wrestling a lot of people don't know about. I mean, he was a college wrestler. He's got a lot of college. He has college experience with wrestling. He just doesn't utilize it a lot. Francis is a big dude, and it's a 5 round fight. If Stipe can take him into deep water, get him in the clinch, stay away from the big bombs, and take him down, that's how he spoils this party. That's how he stops this crazy UFC marketing and Ngannou train. I mean, and that's the way to go. And Stipe, I believe, is getting disrespected. He's talked about it in a few interviews that he thinks UFC disrespected him. I agree, because his run to the title was huge. His defenses are huge, and he's getting no marketing from them. And maybe he's just not a marketable guy. I don't see how he's not. Full-time firefighter, a great guy, humble, hardworking. I mean, the UFC could get behind that, and they could make him a star, but they haven't. And they want to get behind. They have gotten behind Ngannou, and they want him to be their next star. And so, having said that, that's how I think Stipe could win. I definitely think it could happen. He's experienced, but what I think is going to happen is, because he feels disrespected, he's going to want to try to, and he has knocked a lot of people out, he's going to want to try to show that he can do it too. And Ngannou is just a different type of athlete. That's not the guy you want to do that against. Ngannou's power is ridiculous. It comes from weird angles. He doesn't, he's only been training mixed martial arts for a few years. But he lands one of those, anybody's going out. And I think it's going to happen. I think Ngannou's going to win. I think he's going to be the new superstar in the UFC. And I think Ngannou's going to win by, first or second round knockout, just pure knockout. But I wouldn't be surprised if Stipe can stick to a game plan and not get emotional and not get in there and try to fight and bang with him. He could win. He could take him into third, fourth round, which we haven't seen Ngannou do. And, he could beat him. And those are my picks for the two main fights. You got Daniel Cormier, second or third round TKO by ground and pound, and Francis Ngannou by knockout, into the first, beginning of the second round. And once I figure out how to record longer sessions, you guys will get more of a podcast. So thanks.